We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
It's a holiday. It's a holiday. Welcome to your holiday.
Yes, that is a bad imitation of the great Gerald Celente. When he talks about holidays, they have the bank holidays where they steal all your money, in some cases all your money out of your bank account after taxes. The loving EU to pay it directly to private bankers. But this holiday is Ishtar Day, Easter Day, you know, Playboy Day, the day when the rabbits fornicate. And so you then have them lay eggs to Ishtar. It is the day of spring or regeneration or the day that Christ was risen from the dead. But you notice that every major religious holiday Christians have has been overwritten by the pagans that have been basically overriding the Christian faith for 2,000 years. That's what's been going on. So I thought I would just talk about that gospel mystery a little bit. It is no mystery. Christmas is supposedly the time of the birth of Christ. Now it's about a big drunk guy in a red outfit that comes down your chimney and, well, acts like Freddy Krueger chopping up your family in little pieces. That's what Santa Claus was 200 years ago in England. It was a night of rioting. Christmas was banned. You can actually look that up. I know it's all supposedly about Saint Nick and the guy that handed out, you know, presents to sick children over there in the Dutch areas of the realm. But, you know, my point is, what are fables? What are legends if they're not archetypal images? And so I just thought on this Easter Bunny Day that I would point out that they're overriding everything. I mean, what was liberty this country was founded on? The Bill of Rights, Constitution. Now liberty means TSA putting their hand in the cookie jar to make sure not Al-Qaeda. Now Al-Qaeda's the good guys, but to make sure white Al-Qaeda, the evil white Al-Qaeda, is not hiding under there. So that is just some of what we're going to be breaking down here today. I'll look at this article up at Infowars.com. I didn't get to this on Friday, but I wish I might cover this piece of news tonight here on this 31st day of March 2013. It's a little story here up on the site. I'm trying to find it. I had it printed out in front of me. Fox drama, constitutionalist work for terrorist serial murderers. Well, actually, they are serial terrorist murderers who are very impressed that they're constitutionalists because that's the dirtiest, nastiest thing on earth you can be. It brings a big smile to the chief killer's face. And so everything is now Southern Poverty Law Center, ADL script, brainwashing the poor, hapless public. And I just hope to point out to people that a free society does not have this type of full metal jacketed tyranny being sprayed out by the globalist media. I mean, you could have like messages, you know, back in the 60s about equality and stuff in Planet and shows, feminism and Mary Tyler Moore. All seems reasonable, but then now you see it sets the precedent today to just absolutely have a war on reality, which the new magazine, InfoWars Magazine, Welcome to Planet Hoax, you can sign up at InfoWars.com/newsletter, InfoWars.com/newsletter, and always about 4 or 5 days, 6 days or so after the physical comes out, we then send the digital out to everyone who subscribes there to the email blast and update alerts and things. We don't send out a lot. A couple things a week. It's always really important videos or information. And once a month, we send it out a few times. People always miss it. The digital copy of InfoWars Magazine with a lot of exclusive material and also the top stories of the few weeks before we publish it from InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And I'd say it supports us, but we sell it at cost, the subscription and the bulk. You can buy them in bulk. So it's really about supporting your own future and being part of the InfoWar and resisting. So InfoWars Magazine, available at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. Get it, order it, big color glossy, follow in the footsteps of our founders and wake people up. It will certainly shake them out of their days because in a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. More of that with our special guests straight ahead. It's a surprise.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh, raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's been out for a couple days, but didn't get attention until last night. It was in some of the establishment prostitute media, the dinosaur media, praising Jim Carrey. I've seen him in interviews. I mean, I think he genuinely is mentally ill. He's kind of a geek. That's why it's funny to watch him. Literally denigrate and in this disgusting 5-minute song, and we're going to go over some of the lyrics to it here today, and it's got some profanity, so we won't play all of it. Say that gun owners, but that Chuck Heston, Charlton Heston, a true humanitarian, a true civil rights activist, a patriot, that he is guilty for dead kids, that he won't be going to heaven, and that he's mentally ill and believes in space aliens. And it was just so ham-fisted and so pathetic, I got angry, and I figured it out last night. I couldn't even go to sleep, folks, and I can go to sleep in like 1 minute. I can just turn my brain off. I was so upset I couldn't go to bed until like 2 in the morning. I shot like 3 videos for the YouTube channel, because I realized these people are so pathetic and such liars and such hypocrites with their bodyguards, and so anti-individual, and so wrong, and so authoritarian, that I'm angry that we have not routed them out. Now, I called a very busy individual, but he's obviously very angry about what's happening as well. I talked to him this morning on his cell phone, Ted Nugent, who needs no introduction, NRA board member, top rock and roller, patriot, Hunter. I called him on his cell phone a couple hours ago, and I said, can you come on about Charlton Heston? I know you were very good friends with him and really got him to get more hardcore on the Second Amendment. He said, absolutely. It was Ted Nugent that helped supercharge Charlton Heston into the fight at many levels. So here is his friend to defend Chuck, Charlton Heston, because he can't do it. He's dead. Ted, you've got the floor, my friend. You've got the floor. Thank you for coming on, TedNugent.com. I know you're about to go on your Black Power tour. But we appreciate you giving us time today. Sir, you've got the floor.
Well, Alex, thank you for that. I appreciate it. But a salute back at you, because there's no question that the great American legend and icon, a true warrior, a true hero, Charlton Heston, deserves nothing but respect from thinking, caring, conscientious, educated people. But again, as we talked before about the gift from God that Piers Morgan represents, I mean, God literally sent Piers Morgan from England to try to debate the Second Amendment. So you literally couldn't come up with Alfred E. Newman versus an audition for One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest to come up with a better representative of a guy who hates freedom and hates the Second Amendment and hates Ted Nugent, Alex Jones, and hates the NRA and hates self-defense and hates guns. And I think we are not here so much to defend Charlton Heston, because once again, God has sent a complete brain-dead, soulless punk to desecrate the absolutely well-earned and deserved glowing reputation of the great Charlton Heston. And what Jim Carrey has done, and I've been all over, we have a talk back at TedNugent.com, and we have thousands of people from all around the world that come to celebrate self-evident truth and common sense. You know, the same communication that you get, Alex, from people who understand, you know, history, the evidence that brought us to the greatest experience and the greatest quality of life in America. And when a guy like Jim Carrey pulls off nutrition, and guys like, you know, Michael, I'm still looking for personal hygiene more. They're all one big gaggle of soulless punks. And I would understand, and I understand when a person is uneducated and ignorant and hates America and hates self-defense and doesn't believe in self-defense. But then again, if you examine Michael Moore and his armed security detail, if you examine Jim Carrey and his armed security detail, when you examine Michael Bloomberg and Governor Cuomo and Nancy, you don't have to read this, you need to sign it, Pelosi, and of course our favorite gun runner, Eric Holder, when you examine the freedom haters who hate guns and want to do everything on film, stating clearly they would take away all the guns if they could. These people are perfect to represent the other side, because when they open their mouth, yes, we have an unfortunate and a tragic percentage of Americans who are more like sheep than we the people that support these freedom haters. When they speak, common sense America, people who have jobs, people who put their heart and soul into being the best that they can be, people who appreciate the gift of life, the sacred gift of life, and our moral, intellectual, and spiritual obligation to defend that life, and that the Second Amendment was written down to remind us we have the individual God-given right to defend that precious gift of life. Good people understand the pure rot from Jim Carrey. So, in his grave, Alex, let's really examine this. From the grave, the great Charlton Heston represents bait to the Jim Carreys of the world. And I think Charlton Heston, if we could communicate with him, he would be smiling right now. He wouldn't be hurt. He would be smiling, because Charlton Heston knew the culture war was coming before any of us did, Alex. And here's the beauty. Charlton Heston would be more than proud to cause much anguish and insanity in the soulless vacuum of Jim Carrey's brain, or his skull. Charlton Heston is like you and I, Alex, only he's better. And he is just giddy with joy that he has inspired Jim Carrey to become even dumber than dumb, and to be just this toxic source of indecency and mean spirit and hate. Charlton Heston isn't even alive, and he caused Jim Carrey to expose his soullessness. So don't underestimate in the culture war, more important than the lie of bowling for Columbine by Michael No Hygiene Moore and Nancy No Soul Pelosi and Diane, I've got a gun, but you don't get to have one, Feinstein. I mean, the list goes on of just hypocritical, brain-dead, subhuman punks. Or, not to mention, Alex, the Vice President of the United States recommending felonies live on TV. You got to be kidding me. Alex, again, if you and I were to sit down with all the greatest minds on earth, the most clever, educated, witty, brilliant minds on earth, we couldn't design an enemy that looks more ridiculous than Nancy Pelosi, Dianne Feinstein, Joe Biden, Barack Obama, Eric Holder, Jim Carrey, Michael Moore, ad nauseum. So, yes, it is hurtful, and it does inspire righteous indignation, and we should be angry, but we should also take a deep breath and go, hey, Jim, do it again, because you're distancing yourself further every time you open your imbecilic mouth surrounded by your armed security details, demanding that the rest of us don't get to have any security. So, Alex, I know it hurts and it's ugly, but you know what? I think in Nuremberg, 1938, we got there late, but when we finally got there, we made those subhuman Nazi brown shirt punks walk through Auschwitz, and look what they caused. Look what they did. And this Jim Carrey moment is a mirror that we can show somebody, hopefully soon, that these people enhance crime, they encourage crime, they
Well, that's it. They know, Ted Nugent joining us, they know crime's dropped 49%, violent crime, FBI statistics since 1991. As the guns go up, the crime goes down. They know that. So it is a criminal instinct of hypocrisy to want to dominate us because they're collectivists that end up getting our banker bailout money. They are just lawless parasites. Michael Moore, all of them, they know exactly. Dianne Feinstein, she's got her own gun. She's got her own security detail. They have this I'll say it, criminal instinct to disarm us.
Absolutely.
I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Hi, this is John O'Toole with Midas Resources Gold and Silver Company. We have all heard of Rand Paul warning of an imminent currency crisis as a result of reckless spending on Capitol Hill and endless wars overseas. But what are we doing to prepare for it? China, India, and numerous other countries are buying up gold and silver by the ton because they know what's really going on. Don't you think it's time you do the same thing before it's too late? Call me, John O'Toole, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 133, and find out why gold and silver have been the true safe havens for over 5,000 years. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 133. I'll send you a booklet highlighting 10 reasons why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. Again, that's 1-800-686-2237, extension 133.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom design cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BLOCKITPOCKET.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Come on, baby. It is hard to fade down that music, and the man that created it, Ted Nugent, is with us. And the more I get to know Ted Nugent, obviously I've known him for years. He's been coming on the show for probably 15 years. But the more I really get to know him, and he is such a patriot. And you notice as things get more hardcore, he gets more hardcore. And I wanted to talk to him about how to beat these people. We're going to get to the fun of guns after we cover the more serious topics in a moment. But before we do that, remember, this broadcast is listener-supported. We're building the news organization, the nightly news, the films, the monthly magazine. Everything we're doing isn't funded by banker bailouts and taxpayer money like MSNBC and CNN. It is funded by your support. And so I go out and find the best products that I can find, get the best deal, buy them in bulk, and sell them at the lowest price, like the stainless steel ProPure water filtration system that blows away the competition. Very important to have clean water, so it's a win-win-win. You can get that at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWars, one word, store.com. You can also find all the pro-Second Amendment, come and take it with a M16 or AK-47 with the right to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed inside the gun. Best-selling shirt out there. People are getting them all over the country. Camouflage, InfoWars.com. Ball caps, the films, the materials. It is a culture war, so wear your uniform, folks, and meet like-minded people. We have the Obama Joker Tyrant shirt, limited edition. We have the new 1776 Spirit of Liberty shirt that just came out with Paul Revere riding on it, with M16s crossed on the front and the back. Just amazing at InfoWarsStore.com. And the more you fuel us in midair refueling, the more you fund us, the more we're going to get the word out. In fact, I'm about to put 1 million bumper stickers in the new, not this month, but the next month magazine. 1 million of them. 6 bumper stickers per magazine going out. One of them is a Second Amendment sticker. The others are InfoWars. It's time to get aggressive, 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 aggressive. And support TedNugent.com. The globalist, the New World Order types love to act like we're all alone, that we don't have any power, that we're weirdos. At the end of the Charlton Heston demonization video where they say he killed the kids, God hates him, he's going to hell, he's a psycho, he's scum, he blows his foot off. At the end of the attempted defaming that falls flat on its face by the little scrofulous creature Jim Carrey and his masters, at the end of the whole video, you realize that these people are just pathetic and that all they've done is give us another tool to show what scum they are. But we are in a culture war, and at the end of the video, they all laugh at Charlton Heston and laugh at gun owners, and you're supposed to feel like you're alone at the end. You're supposed to feel like, as there's blood all over Charlton Heston, you're supposed to feel like you're a moron and because this scum laughed at you. That's all peer pressure manipulation. These people are the scum, and they really are the degenerate scum. What do you say about really getting aggressive? Then get into DHS. Get into still touring, getting bigger every day, the wake-up that's happening. I want to get into Uncle Ted's advice in this war. Ted Nugent, you've got the floor.
Well, Alex, when you recommend getting more aggressive, surely you've seen the YouTube video of me holding up a bunch of drum-fed AR-15s on stage and telling Nancy Pelosi, then-Senator Barack Obama, Barbara Boxer,
oh, yes,
Dianne Feinstein, et al. To suck on my machine guns. Should I get more aggressive than that?
No, I'm not telling you that. I'm telling the public.
I know what you mean. And we love you madly, but I do believe that I'm even the only guy on the planet who's got a couple notches up the aggressive chart from Alex.
Oh, no. Let me be clear. I agree with you. I'm telling the audience I think it's time to get aggressive. What do you say then?
I just thought I'd make sure if people listening right now to us, Alex, haven't Googled my name lately, get yourself some popcorn and a couple of big gulps.
You're right.
And Google Ted Nugent and watch me drive the liberals berserk.
That's what I do sometimes on Saturday nights. I literally do. Go watch your latest YouTube.
I mean, it's just his. And by the way, Alex, my wife will tell you, I never in my life have woke up in the morning morning, rubbed my hands together, got a wild eye look in my face and gone, what can I do to drive liberals batty? I've never given it a thought. Swear to God, my instincts
exactly
are to stand up for truth, logic, the logic and pragmatism that brings independent quality of life, and I celebrate and promote those things. I started promoting, never defending. I have never defended the Second Amendment or backstraps. I've never defended anything. I promote and celebrate all good things, self-evident truth, logic, goodwill, decency, and the American way. And I found out as early as 1965, 1966, the beatniks were morphing into the hippies, and they hated me. And I sat back for a minute, and I go, you hate me because I believe in self-defense and I eat venison? Are you kidding me? But here's the bottom line. I would love to get Pelosi and Boxer and Feinstein and Michael Moore and Jim Carrey and Bill Maher and Pierce Morgan, I'd like them to get on film and admit, how much dope have you smoked? How many mind altering, and I'm not alleging they have, allegedly they talk and conduct themselves like cesspools of mind-altering drugs. And I bet you, if you got everybody that hates Ted Nugent and Alex Jones and the NRA and freedom in America, if you got all of them to take some truth serum and look in the camera and admit how much mind-altering they've subjected themselves to for how long, no one would be surprised that they are Timothy Leary run amok. And that's what you can express from those kind of people. When you have intentionally poisoned and destroyed your brain, you can come out with a video like Jim Carrey has.
Well, let me throw this at you briefly and then get into all those other topics we talked about during the break. Again, Ted Nugent's our guest, if you just tuned in, and he's on fire today after they've tried to desecrate and demonize Charlton Heston. I believe it will blow up in their face. Buzz Bissinger was on the Piers Morgan show a few days after I was on there, and he said, you know, we ought to get him in here and shoot him. And then the ambassador's daughter, Huntsman's daughter, and Morgan agree and say, yeah, I'll put on a police uniform, and they fetishize that, real creepy, and we'll shoot Alex Jones. And then Buzz Bissinger has now come out and admitted he likes to buy $600,000 a year of women's clothing. And I mean, my whole issue is, what is the point of this? I mean, you know, this guy is, if I said kill him, which I'm not, I mean, that's like going out in the yard and stepping on dog crap. If I said kill him, I would be arrested. He said kill me, and then it's a joke. These people fetishize killing us, and they're constantly talking about killing constitutionalists. There's, you know, there's so many examples of this with people like Alec Baldwin, you name it.
I mean, well, that's why our instincts, you know, and again, if we go back to what made America great, we didn't meet the British punks at Concord Bridge to make them tea and have a discussion. We blew their brains out. That's how you stop tyrants. That's how you stop King George. That's how you stop despots and emperors and punks that want to control your life and oppress freedom. You meet them at Concord Bridge and you blow their damn brains out. That's what we did in 1776 because we'd about had enough.
An amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have.
It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Through today only, emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries. Or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored HydroPack Combo Water Filtering Pouches in March. Buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off, only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP, and we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends today at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central, we're here live, also on XM 166 and over 150 AM and FM affiliates. I'm Alex Jones, your host. The websites are InfoWars.com and InfoWarsNews.com, where we have InfoWars Nightly News. TedNugent.com is an amazing website and has a lot of just really cutting-edge information on it when it comes to the fight for liberty. And you were talking about the fact this is a war, Ted Nugent.
When you made that statement on Piers Morgan, I've seen the transcript. All I can say is, hello, self-evident truth, common sense, and history is not up for discussion. It is what it is. But now in the culture war, it is important that we let them talk. We let them threaten our lives. We let them call the greatest, maybe one of the greatest heroes of the civil rights movement, next to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and others that sacrificed so much, the freedom marchers and so many. Charlton Heston is the most revered and earned reputation icon and hero, Alex. So let Jim Carrey show his evil side. Let Jim Carrey lie. His entire video is a lie. And these punks like Bill Maher cannot separate their humor license, their creative humor license, from the respect due to a great man like Charlton Heston. So it's good that they take the bait, but we, the people, who still understand the foundation of the greatest quality of life in the history of the world as outlined in the Bill of Rights and the U.S. Constitution, Declaration of Independence, the Ten Commandments, the Golden Rule, those of us that are in the asset column of America, we still are running short of our responsibilities to educate, inspire, and prod everyone in our lives. There's an enormous army that could have won this last election, Alex, if all of us that knew the truth and knew the evidence, if we shared it and we asked and we really pushed harder to get our friends to join the NRA, to communicate with their elected officials, and to speak up. There's still too many sheep in America, and the sheep dogs need to educate them so we can reduce the wolves.
You're right. And in closing on the point of Charlton Heston, before we get into solutions, so many people that support liberty are just quiet and, you know, they're sitting back and they're waiting if the system pushes too much. And as Andrew Jackson said, don't fire till you see the whites of their eyes. You know, I understand the point of let the enemy run amok. That's what's discrediting. Polls show that people are more pro-gun now than they were just 6 months ago.
Sure.
There's a new CBS poll out. They're very upset that their whole hoax has failed. But at the same time, they've still got control of the government and the bureaucracy because they crave the control. How do we really get on the offense as individuals? I say go to city councils. I say get in the face of police chiefs that are anti-gun. I mean, my own police chief in Austin says, you know, turn in your semi-autos, ban high-capacity clips, ban gun shows, you can't buy your son a gun, no private sales, you don't need a semi-auto to protect yourself. Well, then how about the Austin police, who I know most of them are good people, how about you turn in your semi-autos? What a load of bull. What do you say to that?
Well, he's obviously the illegitimate stepchild of Ann Richards. That still exists. I mean, Sheila Jackson Lee is alive and well in Texas. So we've got anti-freedom. We got hypocrites because I guarantee you that chief of police has a semi-auto to protect his family, Alex. Are you kidding me? Well, again, it's communication. I've been doing this forever. I think I was one of the first guys to find myself face-to-face with the whites of their eyes in the culture war back in the 1960s because the tip of that spear has always been gun rights and hunting rights, private property, hunting, conservation. We, the people, own those resources, not the king. So I got to tell you, I'm going to put out a salute right now to Ranger Tess and Go-Kart and Steve and so many guys at my talk back. Blood Trails, I have thousands and thousands of people, not just from the United States, but Canada, Japan, Australia, Germany, England, Belgium, Sweden. I mean, people from all around the world who dream of, who crave and have the instinct to be independent and free. They come to TedNugent.com TalkBack, and a salute to them, because for every TalkBacker that you and I communicate with, they need to communicate with another dozen, and those dozen need to communicate with another dozen. That's how we win this culture war. We have not turned up the heat. We have not got aggressive enough, but we always have to be on the civil, polite, goodwill and decency side and let the Jim Carreys spew their venom. Let them expose themselves for the haters and the freedom haters and the America haters that they are. And if we remain civil with the stats and statistics and evidence at our fingertips and at the tip of our tongue, Alex, we will win. That's why I salute you. That's what you're doing. And everybody listening, they don't need to call Alex and say thank you. They need to call everybody else in their lives and get them going.
You're right. Let's get into solutions. Talk about, because you got cut off by the break, the DHS situation. It's admitting there's an armed buildup, that they're trying to create this new domestic security force pointed at the American people. But then I want to hear about the Delta Force and SEALs and people you know. You were telling me off air how incredibly awake they're getting. And then let's talk about solutions. The gun culture they're so afraid of that's spreading, going and literally getting somebody into guns, that one person after another, that's how we're truly going to win.
And you see it happening all across this country. Yeah, it's like your chief of police in Austin, isn't that a heartbreaker? That a Texas law enforcement officer sides with Nancy Pelosi? I mean, are you kidding me? So what did he do? Pee at the wall of the Alamo like Ozzy Osbourne? I'm just heartbroken because I know a bunch of those Austin cops. But here's the final overview. I'm a lucky guy. I get to hang and barbecue and hunt and train with the greatest commando hero warriors that ever lived. I mean, I am so humble, I'm surprised I can even grovel at their feet. Delta Force, Navy SEALs, the Special Ops, the Army Rangers, SWAT commanders and heroes of law enforcement and PG Center, Mass. I'll try not to cry on your radio show here. A young black man, 22 years old. RPG Center, Mass, Alex. It was still in his guts. I stood there in his blood and I held his hand as he died. I don't need any more inspiration. He died because he swore an oath, Mr. Chief of Police, to enforce, abide by, and fight for, and die for the U.S. Constitution. Do you think I need some punk, some dependent little whiny, soulless, doped-up crybaby like Jim Carrey to give me direction on constitutional and Bill of Rights guaranteed God-given individual rights? Are you kidding me? So everybody close their eyes right now, unless you're driving, and think of Todd Baldwin as he bled to death and took his giant, ugly RPG rocket right in the guts. And he bled to death fighting for freedom and going after terrorists who attack Americans because of their voodoo, Allah puke, Muslim insanity. And if that's not worth inspiring you to join the NRA, to communicate with your elected officials and do your duty as we the people, then I don't think there's any hope for you, and you probably ought to just move to Canada.
Well, it really is disgusting that these people parade around. In fact, since you mentioned that, and I want to talk about the terror and you know, the culture war, having fun, that is the way to defeat them. Obama says post-Assad Syria of Islamist extremism, his nightmare scenario. Obama in Libya, in Syria, I'm not saying Gaddafi or the guy in Syria are good guys, but they weren't offensively doing anything. They're putting real Al-Qaeda out of Saudi Arabia over there and are now talking about our troops having to go in after Assad falls to fight them. I mean, what is going on with Obama openly funding real Al-Qaeda? I don't know if you've seen the videos of them chopping Christians' heads off in Syria. I can't even believe this. It's like some outer limits or some other dimension that it's in the news. Obama warns Syria could become enclave from extremism. Why is our government offensively with NATO now saying NATO is over our military? Our military has spoken out against this, by the way. I'm sure you know that.
Sure.
What is going on with that? What are your, do you hear anything from your military sources about this craziness, the 10,000 missiles from Benghazi? Why did they kill the ambassador? They stood down. My inside sources that are in Army intelligence say Obama wanted him dead. It was the Benghazi security force that was Al-Qaeda that came over and killed him.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey Water Filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
I still believe in the American dream. I still believe you can hear me scream. You're still alive. Still on fire.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
What is going on with Obama?
I mean, boy, where do you begin to answer that question? Here's a guy that was born to communists, raised by communists, educated by communists, preached to by America-hating communists. I mean, who hasn't studied where this acorn Chicago gangster scammer came from? But that's what I was talking about, the Department of Homeland Security, which, by the way, Alex, you're on the phone with the czar of Homeland Security. My homeland is secure. Know that. But the domestic agencies, from the IRS to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife to the Bureau of Land Management, U.S. Forest Service, and DEA, and ATF, and FBI, and remember, a lot of those people, I still think the majority of those agents are great patriots and great men and women. And I hang the future of America on the nail of truth that they have expressed to me that they will not enforce illegal anti-constitutional orders from above. That is the great hope. But that they're purchasing all this firepower and armored vehicles, who doesn't know this? Who doesn't identify this as an illegal act by the government who is so corrupt, so out of control? Thank God for Ted Cruz and Rand Paul and Ron Paul and Governor Perry and Greg Abbott and Steve Stockman and Bill Flores and so many patriots that are standing up and but that's the new GOP that we the people have prodded with the we the people pulse. When you extract the we the people pulse from politics, you will get we the people. I give you Barack Hussein Obama.
I think they're gearing up. What do you think is going on with the bullets? Are they trying to just dry up the bullet supply?
Well, they certainly have succeeded. That I started my own Ted Nugent line of ammo here last year, and it's like everything else you find on the shelf nowadays, if you can find any. It's state-of-the-art stuff. But we literally can't get my pallets of ammo off the truck. People are buying them in the parking lot before they even get to the shelves. Which, you know, on a consumer side, I'm gleeful of, and the ammo industry, the firearms industry, is literally having a consumer orgy like never before, which is a very powerful statement from we the people that we smell what you're doing, Obama, and we're gearing up too. And a little don't tread on me reminder seems to be appropriate right now. So there's no question what's going on. The deceit, the scam, the criminality, the Benghazi, the Fast and Furious, sending F-16s to Egypt. I mean, you got to be kidding me. This would make a stupid Birds movie that Alfred Hitchcock wouldn't produce because it's too stupid, but it's actually happening.
But that's what frustrates me. That's why I got so sick. I'm going to be honest. I came in last night from work. You know, being an evil American, I got home about 9. And she said, "What is wrong with you?" And I just, my kids all came up and they were around me, and 10 down to age 5. And they're like, "What's wrong, Dad?" And I just said, "I don't want to talk about it." And then I couldn't, I got so, it was past anger. It was the shame that we allow this scum to walk all over us, and that this country has allowed pathetic filth and authoritarians to even call themselves liberal. Thomas Jefferson was a liberal. They're not liberals. And it just made me reaffirm that I am going to redouble 110%, and I'm coming after these people. Now, what do you think about ways to go after, legally and lawfully, to go after Kerry and all these globalists? How do we really get aggressive? Boycott? What do we do?
Well, you know, I have such a, if you can bear with me, I literally have the answer, the perfect answer. Ted Cruz didn't sprout out of the ground and just show up. I communicated with him. Texans who cared communicated with him. We enthused him. We supported him. Now he represents us. And did you see the beauty, the perfection of we the people when Ted Cruz...
That's right. We backed him. So we take over. And that's what even the Republican establishment is scared of, real constitutional libertarian campaign for liberty people.
Absolutely. But that's why Ted Cruz so riled up Feinstein, because he represented the common sense pulse of logic, freedom-loving Americans. And every state needs to do that. And there's a lot of states that do that. Arizona, South Dakota, certainly Texas is the master of it. Wisconsin has done great things with what they've done with Scott Walker up there. And in his own way, even though Christie's only a solid 2 on the scale of 10, he sure beats the -8 of the past governors of that state in New Jersey. But we the people, where we don't demand representation based on the Constitution and our common sense, where we don't demand it, we will get the Pelosi's and the Feinstein's and the Bloomberg's and the Cuomo's and the subhuman freedom haters that are infesting this corrupt government right now. So the answer is activism, activism, activism. Always polite.
Exactly.
Always firm, but never, ever give up.
Well, here's an example. DrudgeReport.com in the last year has been taking our stories and putting them out about the billion bullets, the 1.6, the 2 billion, the armored vehicles, and they just said it didn't exist, Politico and other White House fronts. Now there's a 15-member congressional investigation starting. Congressman, it's my duty to get to the bottom of massive DHS ammo buy. It's now on Fox, CNN, everywhere. They're being caught lying. And there's an example of just taking action and the people talking to their Congress folks. We're now forcing this issue out. And we can do that everywhere when we just move against them. The deeper you get into this fight, it does not work, folks. My problem is I am completely obsessed with it because I'm being assaulted. I'm angry. And I have an instinct to, it's like a fight. If some guy starts a fight and starts kicking your butt, when you start kicking their butt back, you know, you want to go ahead and put them all the way down so they don't get back up. I want to really get on the offense and really go after them. And if everybody would join state and national gun groups like the NRA and others, if everybody would go to their state houses and get aggressive, we would rout these people. In fact, Ted Nugent, in closing, you're talking about winning and also having fun. Don't you think that they've jumped the shark here, and that if we double down, we can actually have an offense that could really, once and for all, defeat the collectivist?
Yeah, it almost took, in fact, not almost, it has taken this extreme attack on our individual freedoms by Barack Obama and all his gangster punk friends out there to wake a lot of Americans up, buying more firearms, more ammo than ever in recorded history of planet Earth. That's a great sign. But don't underestimate the importance. I use the term cleanse my soul, Alex. I get up in the tree with my bow and arrow, or I train with these heroes of the military that have sacrificed their arms and their legs, and we shoot machine guns from helicopters and kill hogs, and we barbecue and we fish. So done the battle, as long as you've done the battle to the best of your ability and signed up new members of the NRA, Gun Owners of America, you've communicated with your elected officials, and you've kind of educated slash chastised your friends who are not engaged. But then get out with your family, invite some new shooters, take that 22 with ears and eyes and hearing protection and eye protection, and introduce some new shooters. I have a Ted Nugent Camp for Kids charity for 25 years, and we have graduated over 15,000 young Americans into the shooting sports for safe, proper
Beautiful.
Gun handling. That drives the enemy berserk. That's how you cleanse your soul while you're winning the war, having the time of your life.
No, you're right. We all need to fight hard and then play hard. The Black Power Tour, in closing, tell us about that. That really upset the system that your inspiration was black rock and rollers. It also upsets them that Charlton Heston was such a humanitarian in the civil rights movement.
Well, all the good music in the world comes from black artists, from the Howlin' Wolf and Muddy Waters into Bo Diddley and Chuck Berry and Little Richard and James Brown and Wilson Pickett, Sam and Dave and the Motown Funk Brothers. So my incredible band, the greatest rock and roll rhythm and blues band in the world, Greg Smith and Mick Brown and Derek St. Holmes, we're hitting the road this year, starting next month with REO and Styx. Then we're going out all summer before the hunting season starts. But we're going to play a tribute, as we always have for 50 years, to those black American heroes that have inspired every piece of killer music in the history of mankind. And it's called Black Power because the black artists showed us the way musically and emotionally, and that spirit and the uppity ferocity. So we should take that and use it. You can use Stranglehold as the ultimate soundtrack for freedom and defiance. And I want to thank everybody for making our Spirit of the Wild show the number one show on Outdoor Channel, and our Wanted Dead or Alive show the number one show on Sportsman Channel. But I'm keeping at it. I'm turning up the heat, and we need to get more aggressive and need to win this culture war ASAP.
Well, look at how all these hit shows on Discovery, they're trying to cancel them, even though they're hits, because they know we're winning the culture war. I see this whole attack as desperate flailing.
It is desperate flailing, but that's going to backfire on Jim Carrey's going to backfire. Michael Moore's backfiring. I believe, Nancy, you don't need to read this. You need to sign it. Pelosi is a backfire in itself. So we need to take advantage of the indecency that
hate
from the other side. We need to express it. Always express it calmly. If you're going to call your senator, have a piece of paper with the main 2 points you want to
Absolutely.
Make.
TedNugent.com. Ted, thank you for giving such an eloquent defense of Charlton Heston. Not that he needed it. You're right. But God bless you, and we'll talk to you again very soon. Folks, Ted Nugent.
Godspeed, Alex.
You too. Goodbye. We'll be right back. Stay with us. That was Ted.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns, call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
How would you?